Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Tuesday, Golden Mastermind Seminars Facebook Live. Welcome after a long holiday weekend. We're in month number 6, June, the year of our Lord, 2021. Lucy Curran. Lucy, how are you today? Great to connect with you, Lucy. Looking forward to connecting with you in person. Good day, Lucy. Say hello to Sean for me. Laura Allen. Laura, how are you, Laura? So good to see you on Facebook Live. Laura, I miss you. I can't wait to see you in New Jersey. Aaron, my brother. For those of you who have not, back to back, Scott Lucas, Aaron Knight, and Kate Grace all come in at the same time, the trifecta. There we go. How is everyone? Jay Johns, everyone say hello to Jay Johns. Jay is one of the most in-depth patriots I have ever met, and Jay is a rock star at understanding that content. So Aaron, how are you today? Great coaching you today. Kate Grace, looking forward to coaching you. Scott Lucas, miss coaching you. Jesse Morin Thompson, Tracy Calvert. Can you see that grind? Can you see that edge? I have that edge today, that spiritual edge, that breakthrough edge. Bob Campbell, say hello. So this would be, if you were calibrating my vibration, I coached Aaron today, so he would know this. I'm in the 500s today, so I'm going to give you some of my juice and energy. So go out and close sales today. Go out and crush it today. Kate says me too. Tracy, how are you, my girl? Breathe it in, breathe, release, and receive. I know that Jesse Morin has it. Laura, you have it. Laura looks good in that cowboy hat. Everyone say hello to Laura Allen. Laura, you deserve to connect with us here. Laura is a long-term client of mine. Long-term meaning she's coached with me going on 4 years. Awesome woman. Nicole Sundberg Hawkinson. Nicole is my Midwest homegirl growing up in Illinois. In a small city in Illinois. Her husband is a superstar sales professional. Nicole is also a success coach and a BNI professional. Nicole, everyone say hello to Nicole Sundberg Hawkinson. If you look up the word first class, that would be her and her husband in there. So they are exceptional people. Nicole is the niece of the professional baseball player Jim Sundberg, who I have his rookie baseball card, grade 10. Diane Hughes Hunt, how are you this evening or this afternoon? Erica Anderson. Diane is also a long-term client and introduced me to Laura Allen. And Diane, I saw our picture today on Facebook on memories. So 3 years ago today, I was in New Jersey with you. There's a bottle of you holding a bottle of Dom Perignon. I'll have to repost that. That is a very fond memory. That was you, me, Joe DiBianco back in that era. That was so cool. Sandy Papavero, welcome. I am going to be coming to New Jersey, New York. Diane, will you host an event in New Jersey for me? Will you fly out to New Jersey with me and host an event? Okay, so let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Now, as I said today, I am ITZ, in the zone, ITF, in the flow. So in the zone is that means if I was playing baseball today, it'd be a 5-for-5 day. If I was playing basketball, it would be NBN, nothing but net. My commercial realtor just left my house. I just signed off on my commercial building, bought my residential property. My wife is taking an active role. It's amazing the role she's taking on. For those of you who don't know this, my wife is a graduate of Los Angeles School of Design. She owned her own fashion line, and she will be adding a lot to that household. I mean, it's amazing what I see her doing. So, and this is really what the Facebook Live is about, how word is law. So when we are ready, when we are done getting ready to get ready, when we are overwhelmed, then you'll do what Diane did. Diane decided, that's Diane Hughes Hunt. Diane, say hello to everyone here. Diane decided in 2018 at a table in a restaurant with me there facilitating this process, after meeting a woman named Brittany Cara, it was a hazy wave moment. Diane decided to move from New Jersey, and she didn't know where. That was in May of 2018. By July of 2019, she was living in Midway, Utah. She sold her house, moved 3 children. Her husband had a multiple six-figure job in New York City that he commuted 2.5 hours a day. he was able to move with them. He took that job with him. He eventually let go of the job. Now he has his own snowboard company. So Kemper Snowboard. He bought the original Kemper Snowboard brand. And I mean, I was at this table when this all happened. Dr. John Nosty, me, Joe DiBianca, Brittany Cara, Alec Friel. We were all sitting at this six top in a New York steakhouse in Stockton, California after a two-day event. And it was a six-figure day for me. That it was an amazing event. And this all came together. That's where word is law. And she decided. And the content that Brittany Cara was delivering to her was mind-blowing. It was way, way ahead of the situation. I mean, it was like content that was like deep content. Like what's been happening the last 3 years. It's the content that's really coming to light. So Brittany was delivering this and Diane was like, And it was a hazy wave moment. So she says yes, and I'll never forget. So that's what word is law is. Word is law is when you commit, when you say, I am so done with this. I am so done with this. I mean, but you mean it. It means that those words have meaning. They move you. And it's happening right now with me. While I'm speaking, two of my assistants are down in my warehouse, my commercial, I have a commercial museum, and they are dismantling 900 autographs, stacking them up. I already sold them to one buyer. The building sold. I mean, when you understand synchronicity and you live synchronicity and you live word is law, and that means there is no word, there is no room for in word is law for words of lack. There is no room in word is law of words of doubt. Now, this isn't contradictory, but these are the facts. That doesn't mean you're positive and negative. In consciousness, you learn to let go of the duality words, black and white, right and wrong, good and bad. And when you live in consciousness, then you're able to adapt and adjust to, so you don't have good days or bad days, you have days. And then the days are relevant, and you have productive days, the results driven, and you're living in spiritual ease. You're in the metaphysics of life, you're receiving, you're downloading. You're able to address your health issues on command. You can have a headache and you can release it on your own. Your neck goes out of place. You don't go to the chiropractor because you understand that your mind-body connection is reacting to the stimulus. And you become so in tune with self that your word is law. And you can release the subluxation. You can release the headache. You can release the irritable bowel syndrome. You can release on command. However, you have to do the effort in between. It doesn't happen by reading David Hawkins, or it doesn't happen by coaching with me. It happens by reading Hawkins and applying. So it happens by sobriety, consciousness, recovery. And that's why if I highly suggest on Sunday nights that you tune in with Aaron Knight, Scott Lucas, and myself. Now, we are three men who collectively, we have 70 years of sobriety, and then add Matt Smith to that equation. So we bring almost 100 years of sobriety to a Clubhouse Live. And we've all been at rock bottom. We've all been through all the same shit that you've been through. But there's a different level of when you bring recovery, consciousness, and sobriety together, that's when the quantum leaps will begin to happen. I mean, I'm watching it with Aaron. Aaron Knight, who's on today's Facebook Live, he had the best financial month of his career last month. The best financial month of his career last month. No accident. He's been coaching with me for going on 3 years, but he's doing the effort. He'd already done the effort, but I next leveled his effort. I assisted him to really understand next level is consciousness, and consciousness is the scale. So those of you who follow my content and you follow David Hawkins or Dr. Joe Dispenza or John Assaraf or Fred Allen Wolf or Bruce Lipton or Greg Braden, or Louise Hay. So, and then there's Catherine Ponder. So any of these authors, that's your homework. Your homework is to study the content and then apply it. And then don't let people rob you of your energy. Don't let the spiritual emotional vampires take you out of that flow. That's your responsibility. That means your ability to respond. And that means you have to let go of being pissed off, frustrated, disappointed. And you let go of the emotional spiritual vampires, the haters, the people who are late, the people who want to take you out of the flow. You're able to adapt and adjust to them. You don't give them power. You easily and effortlessly let go. And in that process, that becomes a reflex. So Lisa Faye Pazanza is on today's Facebook Live. She's another woman who I started coaching her in 2014. Then I started coaching her son last year. Her son is having a six-figure year at 22 years old. Well, he's a byproduct of a lot of what his mother taught him, but he's also a byproduct of, he just has brilliance inside of him and he's accessing it. And I've watched Lisa completely transform. So Lisa is also someone who's available for readings, and she's someone, her readings are deep, like D-E-E-P. I mean, this isn't airy-flurry fluff. I mean, if you want to really have a better understanding of what's going on in that in your conscious world, Lisa can connect you with that. So Lisa Pazanza, Lisa, be ready for some content. Lisa will also join us on Clubhouse Live at times on sobriety. She has a lot of sobriety and codependence. And codependence in word is law and codependence. So in codependence, you're no longer an enabler and over obligator. You're no longer a giver and a server. So word is law, and that is I deliver great service. I'm raising my value, and I deserve to be compensated for my skills. So instead of being a angry giver in codependence, you become a relaxed producer. And so that shift isn't that difficult. It's only as difficult as you create it. So if you're a hardaholic, that's a word. So if this is difficult, this is challenging, I'm not sure if. I mean, when you communicate, when you use words of force, then you're pushing the rock up the hill. When you let go, you lick your finger and you push the rock down the hill. And then you let the waters part. Now, when the waters part means you move into a state. Now, this is a word you can incorporate. It's called allow. And then you move it in present tense, allowing. Allowing. And so I'm allowing the universe to reward me for my skills. I'm allowing the universe to reward me for my discipline. Now this is imperative that you grasp this today and from this content. This will be some of the most important content that I'm going to deliver, and I am ready to go speak. I didn't know if I was ever going to speak again, because I was just saying, fuck it, I'm done. I'm just going to produce behind. But I'm ready to go speak again. And when I speak, I'm going to be in a whole nother zone than I've ever been. So I've been through a mass transformation in the last 2 years, like massive. I mean, I'm remarried. A lot has happened. I mean, I've downsized. I've let go of a lot of things that no longer give me value. And so here's the word I have for you today. I mean, this is very important. The simplest word that you can, that will assist you to facilitate, and this is the word, facilitate your transformations. So for those of you who want to have a quantum leap, it's going to come from discipline. You can't possibly have quantum leaps without being disciplined. And that means you're being the effort. So you're being, so it's not a do. Do's the force, but you're being the effort. In that effort, in a day-to-day world, you're a man and woman being sober, being organized, being productive, being in the flow. It's a be state. It's not something, you can't force it. So this means you have to really understand the context and the reality of surrender. And that surrender is not a white flag. Surrender is not giving up. Surrender is letting go of your ego, the lower self that wants you to hold on to struggling. And that lower self that wants to pull it off at the last minute. That lower self that wants to find a bad relationship. That lower self that wants to struggle. That lower self that wants to just fucking pull it off at the last minute. So you can create that neurochemical high you get from going, ah, oh my God, I pulled it off. There's no wealth in winging it. So Aaron, I mean, my brother Aaron would say this, he has really moved out of winging it. And so discipline is you, baby. It's your discipline. You're a disciple of. Discipline is not a word of pain in our world. Discipline is a word of compensation. Discipline is a word of results. A disciplined songwriter, a disciplined painter. There's a discipline to it. And the word discipline is used in context in other ways, not getting discipline. I'm going to discipline you. So discipline is pleasure, not pain. And then what you'll end up doing, if you'll start to practice simple discipline one day at a time over a long career, that simple discipline is what compounds. But you cannot create the compounded effect by winging it. It just does not happen. Kate Grace has discipline. I will never forget her telling me in a coaching call how she had really simplified her life. She had like thinned her life down to a few pair of shoes and that she could move anytime she wanted to. Now that requires surrender. That requires letting go. I'm going to have Kate cover that at a live event sometime about the simplicity of letting go of a lot of stuff that we once cherished that doesn't have the same meaning that it does now. I mean, so Jesse says, I'm letting go of being a chronic winger, over-obligator, and self-sabotager. That's awesome, Jesse. And it's showing up in your content. I'm watching your content. It's exceptional. And so, let's see, Bob says disciplined, so that's good. I'm reading what he says. How are you today, Tracy? Erica Anderson, I see you out there giving thumbs up. Thank you very much. I appreciate you following this content today. So for all of us that are addicts, we were pissed off. We've been angry. We've been frustrated. We've been traumatized, violated, victimized, a multitude of situations. I mean, all of us have been through a series of events that have shaped our feelings. But we are enlightened souls. We are people who are seeking more and more. We're seeking more spirituality. We're seeking more results in life. We're seeking more goodness. We're coming from contribution. You're coming from this place. And you're not coming, you're moving out of ego and you're starting to move into higher self. That is, instead of being in anxiety and worried about what someone's going to say or who am I to do this, when you let go of that, when you move into a relaxed body, and like James says, when you move out of angst and you move into love, joy, bliss, you write your song, you sing your song, you write your content, you write your book, you write your podcast, you write your posts, you're able to relax on command. And then Bob Campbell goes to his computer and he lays out the content for his day of investing, and he has his first five-figure day. I mean, that's on command. That can be you. Why not me? Why not now? I mean, that's where you start to come from. So word is law. So you no longer speaks words of lack, words of doubt, words of anxiety. Now you can catch yourself in mid-moment. And when you say, I get, you catch yourself saying yes. You start to monitor your kindness, your kindas. You start to have clarity in your communication style. You deliver on command because you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling. You are you and you are free. And so in word is law, you no longer speak words of lack. You no longer speak words of poverty. You no longer speak words of strife and struggle. Now, you acknowledge the fact that you're financially challenged, but you don't edify it. You acknowledge it, you accept it, but you don't live in it. You create prosperous days daily. You create days of results and production, and then you rest at night in a relaxed body. You can take breaks by deep breathing throughout the day. You can take walks around the block. You learn to exercise. You start to discipline yourself. You start to clean up your life. You stop being late on payments. You stop avoiding opening the mail. I mean, these are the little situations that will have some of the biggest differences by being in a relaxed body. And when you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling, then you are you and you are free. And when you live in this space, you're in consciousness. Now that consciousness, Kate says, I'm improving my dialogue with money. So that means that money begins to flow to you more easily and effortlessly. The universe shows you the way because checks show up in the mail. The IRS sends you a check for taxes that you didn't even know you had coming. A check shows up. You find a $20 bill on a walk. Multitude of situations, the universe begins to reward you. And it was always there, but you didn't see it because you were overwhelmed. So you can park your car in the garage. That's correct. Bob says he makes his bed every day. Kate says she's improving her dialogue with money. I guess maybe, I don't know, whatever. James is understanding that. He's no longer using this. Asking, receiving, deserving is huge. Thank you, James. So an affirmation is, I am a great receiver. I am a great receiver. I deserve to play in the stages of life. I deserve to attract people who feel my energy and want to partner and collaborate with me. I attract my reality, quality, like-minded, soulmates, teammates, success seekers, collaborators, vendors, and contractors that I can create great projects with. I mean, write your affirmations, speak them into existence, write them in present tense. Be very, very clear. Be specific with what you're seeking in your outcome. Be able to see it. Take a few minutes daily. Breathe and release, see the colors, feel the senses, smell the smells. But most importantly, believe it. Believe is your sense of certainty. And that sense of certainty that you begin to live in is called belief. And that belief is no longer disbelief. Instead of saying, who am I to think I could be a millionaire? Say, I know I can create what the free market commands. And Danielle, good to see you this afternoon. Everyone say hello to Danielle O'Connor. Danielle and her sister Susie are my clients, and Danielle's niece Anne Marie and and the husband and husband. So it's just awesome to coach four of them. And that's Michael Watkins. For those of you who are in Georgia, Michael has a school for really how to teach, learning how to handle weapons, and it's a really interesting situation, a really unique property that he's built. So it's awesome. Now that I'm grown up, I'm no longer the mind-body connection. The events that shape my feelings. Just thank you very much. That is awesome. And who else did I just see give a thumbs up here this afternoon? That is awesome. So the more you understand that word is law, and I no longer speak words of lack. I speak words of prosperity, reciprocity, contribution, collaboration, and connection. And when you begin to speak that way, you begin to change who and what you attract. You magnetized your reality. People and situations that fulfill cause, meaning, and purpose. And you also become very aware of people in your boundaries, people in your circle of influence. You no longer let people in your circle of influence that are emotional, spiritual vampires, that constantly want something for nothing, that wants you to give them something for free. And you don't ever raise your prices, you raise your standards and raise your values. As you raise your values, you become more valuable. And as you raise your values, people are going to compensate you for your value because they see it. They don't question you. They know your worth because you have self-worth. And when you have self-worth, that is self-esteem, that is power. And that also transmutes when you're communicating with people that I'm good enough. When you're in a mixed message, that word is I'm not good enough. Please go ahead and violate me. I'm not sure if I can handle this. Tracy, good to see you this afternoon. Tracy Wyon Nelson. So when you're transmuting from love, from joy and bliss, Jonas says, very aware of the violators. You're no longer the mind-body connection to those events that shape those feelings. You're letting go. You're separating your feelings from the events that shape them. I am me and I am free. So I want to thank all of you for being on today's Facebook Live. Today is 2 for Tuesday. And it's welcome back, everyone, after a long weekend. We have successfully have 5 months in the book. We're in month 6, the year of our Lord, 2021. Create the best year of your life this year, that transition year, the year that you either move, if you wanted to move, or you prepare yourself to move in 2021. If you want to sell your house, sell your house. If you want to start a business, start the business. If you're committed to scaling the business, scale it. Actually build it. Don't hold back. Don't wait for it to happen. Create the outcome you seek to create. I will be here later tonight at 9 p.m. Thank you, Kate. I appreciate the compliment. Thank you, Jonna. Thank you, everyone, for the compliments. I will be here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you very much, everyone. If you are on today's Facebook Live and not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, feel free to reach out there. And if you are a former or existing client and you'd like to rehire me or add on to your existing coaching package, go right up there in Messenger and leave me your number and I will get back to you. Don Harris, good to see you this afternoon. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Love you. Have a great day. Goodbye, and I'll see you tonight.